Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town, events and happenings, interviews and more. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. KGVC, Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis, and today's star date is 60.10061. Kind of looks like a palindrome, but it's not. Anyway, the star date is 60.10061. Well, we have visitors at Radio Free Palmer and Big Glacier Radio, Big Cabbage Radio. But the recordings are in, the recordings are done, but they're not processed yet. We have the Glacier View School. Yes, the whole shooting match. All the kids, all the teachers, we had to visit Radio Free Palmer on Wednesday, March 22nd. And they made a lot of little jingles for us. And boy, these kids worked hard from seniors in high school all the way down to first grade. We have a lot of good intros for Radio Free Palmer and what number on your dial, and Big Cabbage Radio, Big Glacier Radio. Anyway, you're going to hear that sprinkled out throughout the day for the next few months. Different little station IDs from the students of Glacier View School. So we'll get those on the air as soon as possible. In the meantime, we're going to go to the Glacier View Community Council Notebook. First on the Glacier View Community Council Notebook, please be alerted that the Glacier View Community Council will be meeting this March 30th at 7 p.m. at the Glacier View School, which is just about exactly mile 104 on the Glen Highway. If you keep going and you think you haven't got there yet, you probably haven't. Keep going. If you hit mile 105, then you passed right by it. If you're down in Caribou Creek, turn around. But the Glacier View School's at about mile 104, almost exactly. A turn off to your right as you're heading away from Palmer. So, Glacier View Community Council meeting this March 30th, 7 p.m. at the school. It's open to the public. All are welcome. Now we have an interesting conundrum, one that you might want to weigh in on, and you can do that on the Facebook page for the Glacier Review. Just go to Facebook and type in the Glacier Review. That's the name of this program. You'll find my Facebook page for this. You can add your 2 cents or even a nickel if you've got that much. The weigh-in is government money. Oh, it's fun to talk about government money and how we can and cannot spend it. What's it good for? I remember when, do you remember a long time ago in Alaska, we voted as residents of Alaska about how to spend the PFD. And that generally speaking, I think there were two options. One was that half the earnings would go directly to the residents. That's our PFD check. But the other option was, and it was a vote, it was an election, it was one of the items. And the other option was that the money would go to education. So some of that would have gone to the university, some of it would have gone to public schools. And the overwhelming majority said, no, we want the check ourselves. And I was complaining to somebody, I said, I wanted it to go to the schools. And a friend of mine said, you know, it's the only time we have direct control of government money spending. If you want your money to go to the schools, sign your check over. Give your check to the public schools or private schools, the University of Alaska, Avtech, whatever. And you know, they're right. We can control the spending of that government money. And that's the PFD. But now that election was many years ago. And now we have a new conundrum. And here's the conundrum. It's a conundrum that the Glacier View Community Council will be facing at the March 30th meeting. It's a conundrum that has state law that has the answer. It is the conundrum of the distribution of state money by the borough, in this case, the Mat-Su Borough. So what's the conundrum? Every year, communities get revenue sharing. So every year, Glacier View Community Council gets X number of dollars. Last year was 20,200, something like that. I think that was the number. This year we're slated for, I think, 12,900, almost 13,000. We haven't gotten the check yet, but it was approved by the legislature. Then the money goes from the legislature right to the borough, and the borough sends us a check. The borough doesn't even get a percentage of the money. They get no profit, which often in grants and that, a small percentage will go to the management. But in this case, it all goes straight to the council. So we're expecting a check for about 12,900. I think that's the amount. It's by population, by size. So what's the big deal? We get the money. And the big deal is this. Councils sometimes don't spend their money. Now, we have an approved list of how we have requested from the borough to spend our money on certain projects or certain nonprofits, certain expenses like administrative overhead of the council, photocopy paper, paper cups, things like that. So we have an approved list. We can't just write a check. And the borough looks at the list and the comptroller approves it or makes comment. We adjust things. That's all good. We want to be able to disperse the money from the government according to law, and the borough helps us understand that. So that's all cool, but we haven't spent all our money. Whoa, what's with government not spending all our money? We actually have saved a lot of money, and now we've got a letter. The community councils in the Mat-Su borough, saying, use it or lose it. And we're going, whoa, we are in a time of declining state revenues. We have a little bit more than half than last year from the state because declining revenues. And next year, we don't know if we'll get anything. And they're saying, spend it all by December 31st. Or have a plan to spend it all soon. For instance, if we wanted to donate money to the school and the school year is, you know, August to May, then if some of those funds were spent in January of 2018 or February, March, whatever, that'd be okay. But have a plan to spend it all. And we're going, whoa, we don't want to spend it all. We want to keep some of it. We don't know what's going to happen next year, the year after, the year after. So it's a little bit of a conundrum, and there's no mechanism in the state law that gives the borough any control of our money. And in fact, once the money goes out, there's no mechanism for the state to encourage us to spend it. So what we're going to do is prepare a budget that's pretty broad, and we'll have budget items that will probably cover the whole of the money, although the timeline will not be December 31st, 2017, because we do want to have some cush for lean times ahead. So it's a bit of a conundrum. We're gonna do some robust budget items and look at that and see if the council approves or not. We have talked about having memory benches, which are park benches, and put a plaque on the bench in honor of some of the elders of our community. We're going to go a step farther, and we have a plan, again, that will need to be approved by the council by vote on the March 30th meeting to have the memory benches, in other words, park benches, and picnic tables, and a a large 12 by 20 foot picnic area, covered picnic area put up. And these are with 4x12s. 4x12s are serious pieces of wood. Can you imagine a picnic table made out of 4x12s? They weigh like 800 pounds a table. The wind's not going to blow them over. So we have a plan to have two benches, two tables, and a covered roof area with a board, like a 3 foot by 2 foot board up with a little trim around it and that, and put up little brass plaque, little brass plates of names of the elders of our community. So a memory wall. So that's on our spending list, but we're going to be saving a lot of money too. We're going to look at the school budget and what are we going to donate to the school next year? And is there anything that they really need right now? And for one thing, is a sound system. Well, if we have a portable sound system for the council, keep it at the school. And then we can use it out in the picnic area, like the 4th of July or something. So we're gonna look at a few things, but we're going to want to have a long-range plan, but not a 7-month plan or 8-month plan, not by December 31st. So it'll be an interesting meeting to look at how we control and spend or save our money. Maybe it would be a good example for the state legislature to look at saving money and not spending all the PFD. But there we go. It's out in the open. So that's what we're going to be doing on March 30th. Also, we're going to have speakers from The Rock. The Rock is a group in Palmer-Wasilla area that takes care of our kids locally, making sure that kids are reaching all the agencies that they need, that they have enough to eat, that they have a safe home, that they're getting to school, that the quality of life for the kids in the Matsu Borough for all kids can be addressed. And it's kind of an aggregator of agencies. So, for instance, I have on my iPhone, I have an app called News, and it has all kinds of news stories from all different kinds of news sources. It's an aggregator. So The Rock is something of an aggregator for news services, for children's services in the borough. We're going to have a guest speaker from The Rock. By the way, I didn't mention it. ROCK stands for Raising Our Children with Kindness. That's a nonprofit group here in the Valley. So quickly, the rest of the goodies at the Glacier View Community Council meeting, March 30th. We're going to have more information about two welcome signs for Glacier View, one at each end that says, Welcome to Glacier View. It'll probably have Big Glacier Radio 91.5 FM, because if you're up in Glacier View, that's how you listen to the radio. And we're going to be talking about additional costs to see those signs built. We're going to talk about possibility of trails maintenance tools. We have fire suppression tools. What about trails maintenance tools? Also, I've asked our own principal teacher, Wendy Taylor, about the budget for playground equipment. How is that going? And there is good news on that. We'll hear that at the meeting. Budget guidelines, we're going to talk about that. Build a post office annex, maybe? How about Wi-Fi on the highway? What would it take to put a few Wi-Fi repeaters open to the public in 2-3 places on the highway? Also, the pavilion benches and tables, as I've already mentioned. Do we want to have a first aid and CPR class this summer? We did a couple summers ago. I took it. Maybe we want to have it in the summer 2018. So those are some of the things that will be coming up on the Glacier View Community Council this March 30th at Glacier View School. So remember, it's open to the public. Be there or be square. This is my favorite time of the program, the station break. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from member-supported community radio station Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org and become a member today, i.e. that's a supporting member. Visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. You can listen to Big Cabbage Radio broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7 FM, Sutton at 89.5 FM, and rebroadcasting in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial. Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. And remember, you can also get an app to put on your smartphone and stream Radio Free Palmer right into your phone, or just go to our webpage, radiofreepalmer.org, click on the listen button, and you are streaming Radio Free Palmer. March 31st, deadline for your registering with your PDF. So get your PDF registered before March 31st, and then go to Pick, Click, Give, and donate to Radio Free Palmer. All right, I just like to put that in. It might be a full year now that Daisy and Tim Woodfolk have moved to Glacier View. I love the name Woodfolk. That's cool. I feel like a hobbit talking about them. Daisy and Tim Woodfolk and their family have come. They've come to Glacier View. Well, this Sunday, come to the gym at the Glacier View School, March 26th, that's Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m. for a self-defense class. Please wear comfortable clothes, no zippers or buttons. We will be on the wrestling mats, no shoes on the mats, so be prepared to be in socks or barefoot. Ages are 6th grade and up. Hope to see you there. 18 and younger must have an adult participant in order to participate. Boy, that's a little bit of a tricky sentence. So in other words, self-defense Sunday, 4 to 6, Glacier View School, 18 and older without an adult, or 18 and down to 6th grade, you have to have an adult participant with you. That is from Daisy and Tim Woodfolk. I believe there's a small fee. It didn't mention it in this, but I think they talked about some small fee for the self-defense class. More than that, you'll have to find out by going Sunday. Okay. By that way, I forgot to mention Raising Our Kids with Kindness. I've posted a web link on the Glacier Review Facebook page. So go to Facebook, go to the Glacier Review, and there is Raising Our Kids with Kindness web link. Why did I think of web links in the middle of this program? I'll tell you why, because I have another web link there. Hydro Club USA. Hydro Club USA, I think you're in Tennessee. I could be wrong about that. I think they're Tennessee. They're in the South. I talked to the guy, Richie. Really cool guy. They make those little HHO converters. You put in water, add a little salt. It goes to an electrolysis little gizmo. No moving parts in your truck. You just truck or car engine. You take the hose and run it into your air intake. And that hydrogen and oxygen gas goes right into your carburetor and into your pistons. It improves the power of your engine with the hydrogen and oxygen and lowers your mileage. Well, I posted the web link again today because they have a newsletter, and the newsletter, I put a web link to it, has a guy who really souped up his HHO generator, his hydrogen generator, for his car. It's getting lower mileage, better gas mileage in his pickup truck. So it's really cool. The web link is right there on the Glacier Review on the Glacier Review Facebook page. Okay, so done with that.
Yeah. Tell me, am I going crazy? Tell me, have I lost my mind? Yeah. Am I just afraid of loving? Or am I not the loving kind? Yeah. Kissing in the moonlight, movies on a late night, getting old.
let us just go.
Yeah.
Somebody wake up my heart, light me up, set fire to my soul. Yeah. Cause I can do it anymore.
Pentatonix is a group of singers a cappella. Really awesome group. The name of the song was Can't Sleep Love. Again, the Pentatonix from their deluxe album called Pentatonix.
A million miles away and I'm still thinking about my baby. Ain't misbehaving, no, you don't need to worry. I'm having a good time. Oh, and I've had one too many, but you're the only one on my mind.
Never lie, cause I'm yours.
Maybe they need some help. Hey, I could work part-time. Name of that song is Misbehavin'. So don't you just love Palmer? I love Palmer. I live in Glacier View. I love Glacier View, but I really like Palmer too. So does Petulia. That's Petulia Clark. Yay.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose the light so much brighter there? You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No finer place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close.
The quote for today is, "Dream no small dreams, for they have no power to move the hearts of men." That's by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Again, "Dream no small dreams, for they have no power to move the hearts of men." Okay, hurrah for Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, often just referred to as Goethe. Thank you for listening today. Does something on today's program interest you? Care to add to the discussion? Visit the Glacier Review on Facebook to add your comments, add photos, see the web links, see what others are saying. I will be posting photos of guests, gadgets, and more. Until my next program, good wishes to you and yours. My name is Joseph Davis.